Moon Filly, Silver Brumby, Book 5. Written by Eileen Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. Mares and foals and yearlings. They were scattered around the fringes of the big grassy clearing. They had been half sleeping in the darkness. Now they were suddenly awake, hides prickling. A full moon must have risen behind the huge candle barks. Something was going to happen. There was light. A magpie carolled. They waited, tense. Even the foals woke and waited. The moonlight grew stronger. Then, in the pool of darkness beneath a great spreading candle bark, their stallion paced slowly towards them. He stepped out of the shadow, and the moonlight set his mane alight with cold fire. A faint movement, almost a sigh, sounded through the mares. He was back. Behind him were the shadowy shapes of new mares. He was back. It was the curious young horses, the older foals and yearlings, all less interested in the horse himself, who looked at the mares and foals that followed him. There were two mares close to the stallion. A third lagged behind, and most of the young horses immediately realized that there was something different about her. Exhausted or ill, as they could see she was, there was something about her, or perhaps not about her so much as a quality that came with her, a past and a future. She lagged behind, and a little filly foal stumbled along at her flank. One of the colt foals, almost a yearling, but still with his mother because she had no other foal, stood watching for longer than the others did. A light breeze lifted his forelock, ruffled his mane, the forelock and mane that were the same colour of living light that his sire's were. And a strange vibration went through him, a vibration which he had never felt before. When the mare stopped on the edge of the moonlight and stood breathing heavily, and the little filly folded up and lay at her feet, he could not stop himself from walking slowly out towards them. The mare took no notice of him, and the foal was asleep already. He drew quite close and let his nose drop down to sniff the dark heap that was the very small filly. The little head rose nervously. The ears flicked forward. Moonlight glowed in the eyes. Then, as though she realized that she had nothing to fear, she shut her eyes again and slept. But the colt, whirring, shivered, and he was not cold. He looked curiously at the mare. She was certainly unusual, slender nose and flaring, fine nostrils, fine-boned altogether, but he was too young to know that she must come of some great breed. He looked, and as he looked, she raised her head as though searching the sky. Waring felt sure something bad had happened to her. Every hair on his body told him this.